KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports locally, Atlantic boys tennis team competed at the district meet in Red Oak on Wednesday. Grant and Ethan Sturm took first in doubles play, and they advance on to the state meet in Waterloo. The Sturms won their opening match against Sirens Lawrence and Sat Lowe of Dow of Clarinda, 6-love and 6-love. Then they took down Corbin Wolf and Jonah Wemhoff of Red Oak, 6-love and 6-love. They then secured their advancement with a win over Adam and Ethan Timmerman of Southwest Valley, 6-2 and 6-2. In the finals match, they defeated Reed Finnegan and Josh Schuster of Shenandoah by 6-2 and 6-2 scores. The Class 1A state singles and doubles tournament will be contested at Burns Park in Waterloo, May 28th and 29th. The other doubles team for Atlantic, Bodie Johnson and Dayton Templeton, won their opening match over Tom Nicholas and Owen Paul of Southwest Valley, 6-1 and 6-1. They then fell to Reed Finnegan and Josh Schuster of Shenandoah, 2-6, 6-2, and 6-2. In singles play, Brian York lost his match to Chris Carson of Clark, 6-3 and 6-love. Hunter Wepler fell to Eli Schuster of Shenandoah, 6-love and 6-4. The Trojans finished second in the team standings behind Shenandoah, so they'll advance to a preliminary sub-state match on Saturday against Southwest Valley, who finished third. The winner there will qualify for sub-state competition along with district champion Shenandoah. Sub-state play will be held on Saturday, May 22nd in Pella. Now, the 2021 state qualifying track meets will be held tonight around the state. In Class 4A, the top two place winners in each event, plus the next 12 best performances statewide from qualifying meet place winners, will advance to the state meet. Class 3A and Class 2A, it's the top two place winners in each event, plus the next 8 performances statewide from qualifying meet place winners, advancing on to state. And in Class 1A, the top place winner in each event, plus the next 14 best performances statewide from the qualifying meets, will place winners advancing to state. Now, if there are ties, the highest qualifying meet place winner will be the qualifier. And if the tie still remains, the school name, as printed in the IHSAA directory, is used as the ultimate tiebreaker. The first school named alphabetically will become the qualifier. There'll be no more than 24 qualifiers in any one event. Now, tickets for the qualifying meets are $6, and the sites will use hometown ticketing that creates a digital ticket for spectators. Tickets for all sites and classes go on sale Monday, May 10th at 9 a.m. through the IHSAA ticketing page. Here's a look at some of those state meet qualifying locations for tonight. In Class 1A, Audubon will host a meet. It'll include Alta Aurelia, Audubon, Cam, Coon Rapids, Bayard, Earlham, Exira, EHK, Glidden-Ralston, Griswold, IKM Manning, Newell Fonda, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, and St. Mary's of Storm Lake, along with Stanton. Mount Air will host a meet tonight in 1A featuring Bedford, Diagonal, East Union, Essex, Lamoni, Lennox, Moravia, Mormon Trail, Moulton, Udell, Mount Air, Murray, Seymour, Southwest Valley, and Wayne. West Harrison also will be hosting a meet tonight. That'll include Arweva, Booyer Valley, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Heartland Christian, Iowa School for the Deaf, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, Sydney, St. Albert, Tri-Center, West Harrison, West Monona, and Woodbine. In Class 2A, locally, the meet will be held in Trainer, and that'll include ACGC, AHSTW, Clarinda, Kemper Catholic, Missouri Valley, Maple Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, Underwood, and West Central Valley. Class 3A, the meet locally, will be held at Glenwood. Among the teams participating, Atlantic, Bishop Heelan Catholic, Carroll, Clark, Creston, Denison, Sleswig, Glenwood, and Harlan. And in Class 4A, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln will be hosting that meet. Among the qualifiers, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central, along with some other Des Moines area and Sioux City area schools. In Major League Baseball action last night, Milwaukee rallied for 3 runs in the 8th inning as they took a 4-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals in a game heard here on KJAN. The Cards struck out 12 times and had just 4 hits, including a couple from Harrison Bader. Ryan Heasley was the losing pitcher. He allowed all 3 8th inning runs on 2 hits, including a homer. We'll have that final game of that 3-game series today for you here on KJAN. Cards and the Brewers, that's coming up later this morning at 11:45 this morning is the pregame start time. 12:40 is first pitch from Milwaukee. Also yesterday, the Royals lost their 10th in a row, this time a 4-2 loss to the Tigers. For KC, Salvador Perez had 2 of their 3 hits and drove in 2 of their runs. Danny Duffy was saddled with the loss. He allowed 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks over 6 innings. He also struck out 8. Elsewhere in the Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mets beat the Orioles 7-1, Reds over the Pirates in 10 innings, 5-1, Indians 2-1 over the Cubs in 10 innings. Padres split a doubleheader with the Rockies, Padres winning 5-3 in the opener, Rockies in 8 innings took the nightcap 3-2. Phillies over the Nationals in 10 innings, 5-2, the A's beat the Red Sox 4-1, Yankees 1-0 over the Rays, White Sox beat the Twins 13-8. Astros over the Angels 9-1, Marlins beat the Diamondbacks 3-2, and the Dodgers over the Mariners by a final of 7-1. The St. Louis Cardinals announced prior to last night's game that they placed right-handed pitcher Carlos Martinez on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to May 9th. The team also announced that right-handed pitcher Johan Oviedo has been recalled from AAA Memphis. Martinez, who was 9-8, who posted a 9-8 win over the Rockies last Saturday, is 3-4 with a 4.35 ERA and 7 starts this season. Oviedo's made 3 appearances and 2 starts for the Cardinals this season. The rookie right-hander worked 2.2 innings, throwing 48 pitches in a start for Memphis last Sunday. The Cardinals organization announced that it's received approval from the City of St. Louis and the Health Department to increase capacity at Busch Stadium beginning Friday, May 21st. Seating pods will now be spaced a minimum of 3 feet apart in all directions, allowing Busch Stadium capacity to roughly double. Additional tickets to the May 21st through 23rd weekend series against the Chicago Cubs at Busch Stadium are on sale now at cardinals.com. Ticket sale dates for June games will be determined and announced later. Also, the Cardinals are partnering with the City of St. Louis to host a vaccination event inside the Cardinals Club at Busch Stadium on Thursday, today, and on Friday, tomorrow. Now, these individuals who receive a vaccine at the event will receive a voucher good for 2 free tickets to a 2021 Cardinals game. Policies and protocols that have been in place since the start of the season remain, including socially distanced seating, masks being required, mobile-only ticketing, cashless transactions, no bags permitted, and designated entry gates here at this time. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell is not focused on the lofty expectations his Cyclones face heading into next season, with nearly all the key players returning from last year's team that reached the Big 12 championship and beat Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. ISU could be ranked in the top 5 heading into Campbell's 6th season at the helm.
Only thing we've ever asked of our kids and really ourselves is, man, how do we become the best version of us we can be? And, you know, I think, as you know, those are great, and I think we have really high expectations for ourselves. But, you know, we also know that, you know, every season and every year is defined by who you are at the end and not who you are at the beginning.
Campbell says he's confident the Cyclones can handle the expectations. In a conference known for high-scoring offenses, the Cyclones have climbed the ladder on the strength of a defense designed by coordinator John Haycock. ISU ranked 2nd in defense a year ago, but Haycock says there's not a feeling that the program has arrived.
It's been a lot of hard work. I think it's been a lot of commitment. I think it's all the things that it ever takes anybody. You know, it's what we set out to do here, and we're still doing it. I don't think, you know, we've reached a point where, man, you know, it's all good.
Cyclones open up next season at home on September 4th against Northern Iowa. And the NFL released the final regular season schedules for all teams last night. The Kansas City Chiefs will open up the season on September 12th at home against the Cleveland Browns. KC is slated for 5 primetime contests this season with 2 nationally televised games. The first primetime game is the Week 2 trip to Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. On October 10th, the Buffalo Bills visit Arrowhead Stadium for a Sunday Night Football rematch of last year's AFC title game. The Chiefs will host a Monday Night Football game on November 1st against the New York Giants. The final primetime contest will be a November 14th road game against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday Night Football. The added interconference for expansion to a 17-game schedule for the Chiefs will be a home game against the Green Bay Packers set for November 7th. We'll have Chiefs football again for you this fall here on KJAN. That's our check of sports. Sports This Morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.